Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is a persistent notion regarding the Islamic system of government that it should primarily be a theocracy. There are some circles who believe that the system of government envisaged by Islam is a theocracy, which in other words means that the ulama or the scholars of Islam, they should in fact run the affairs of the state. They should be in the parliament because they have to legislate. And only people who have awareness of the dictates and the statutes of Islam, only they can do this legislation. Therefore, a parliament can only consist of, or the majority of the parliament should only consist of the ulama or the scholars of Islam so that they are able to implement Islam. This is one of the reasons why people advocate that theocracy is the primary form of government envisaged by Islam. Now, this is absolutely a wrong notion. The Quran itself stresses that the system of government envisaged by Islam is democracy, which in other words, in its own words, the Quran says, أَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ, which means that the system of government of Muslims have to be run on the basis of their consultation, which means that whoever person enjoys the confidence of the majority has to represent them in the parliament, and of course he is entitled to do legislation in the parliament. Now, as far as the issue is concerned, if that particular person is not aware of Islamic law or he's not a scholar himself, that how can he legislate and how can he implement the dictates of Islam on behalf of the citizens of that country? This issue is also very simple and can be easily resolved if the course taken is that the various opinions regarding a particular Islamic issue which is to be implemented, they are debated and discussed. Their representatives can be called to the parliament and a debate and a discussion can be arranged between them, or the members of the parliament can study the various arguments in favor of various points of view in a particular matter. And then these members of the parliaments, they can easily implement whatever the majority of them agrees upon. In other words, if there is a law concerning diyat, for example, or if there is a law concerning qisas, then the various contesting opinions shall be brought before the members of the parliament. They don't have to form an opinion themselves. What they have to do is they have to give preference to a prevailing opinion. In other words, that prevailing opinion shall be brought before them, that those various opinions shall be brought before them, and these opinions shall be discussed, of course, amongst themselves, and on whichever opinion the majority is convinced, that particular opinion can be adopted as law. So in other words, this particular notion or this particular argument in favor of theocracy no longer holds if this course is adopted. And as I said, that primarily we have also to pay heed to the fact that the Quran itself stresses, and it stresses in a very emphatic way, that the system of government of Muslims is to be based on their consultation, which in other words means that whoever enjoys the majority, the confidence of the majority, can be represented, can be called a representative of those citizens. So in other words, we can say that if that confidence is enjoyed by a technocrat, by an engineer, by a businessman, by any person, then of course he is entitled to be in the parliament. All that he needs to do regarding implementing Islam is that he or the majority of the people who get into the parliament, they have to see various opinions, they have to analyze various opinions regarding a particular issue facing Islamic law. And the majority of the people, if they get convinced on a certain point of view regarding that issue, then that particular version shall be adopted as law and implemented until as long as another opinion emerges regarding that particular issue, and it elicits the confidence of the majority, and then the majority can of course implement that view. In other words, the majority or the members of the parliament, they don't need to be ulama scholars themselves. All they need to do is they can give preference to the various opinions regarding that particular statute of Islamic law which they want to implement in a particular point of time. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.